Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. This is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Now on this morning's program, we've got quite the treat. The Bukova sisters, some Beethoven, a little Chopin, and yes, of course, for the devoted listeners, some oboe music. Now we're going to begin with some music by Puccini, La Bohème Fantasy. Now La Bohème is recognized as one of the most popular operas of all time, and one of the most remarkable features of this opera is that Puccini was actually able to present kind of a new kind of heroine and hero in an unfamiliar setting. These are young intellectuals, and it's set living in poverty in the Latin Quarter of Paris back in 1840s. This opera is also very famous for its death scene. It's considered to be one of the most poignant scenes in operatic history. Now, Puccini himself was the first to cry over the heroine's desk when he saw it. This morning we're going to hear a version of La Bohème's Fantasy, this time not for piano, but in an orchestral format with Sir Neville Mariner, and he's joined by the members of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields.
Thank you.
Wow, such passion and delicacy at the same time. That was a performance of Puccini's Fantasy, a performance by the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields with Sir Neville Mariner conducting. And you're listening this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, to Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. We're going to continue now with some music by Chopin. Now, he was a child prodigy who became a virtuosic pianist despite the fact that, get this, you know, he only performed 30 times in his whole career. But he wrote brilliantly, also performed brilliantly as well. And we're going to hear this in his Grande Valse Brillante No. 2. And this morning by another child prodigy. It's by Evgeny Kissing, who began playing piano at the age of 2 and made his concert debut at the age of 10. Now, he's since gone on to become internationally famous worldwide. And this performance was recorded back at Carnegie Hall when he was just a young pup. Here is Evgeny Kissing. How lovely is that? The beautiful stylings of Evgeny Kissin with Chopin's Grand Valse Brillante No. 2. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. We're going to continue this Sunday morning with some music by Rachmaninoff, his trio in D minor, Opus 9. Now, this was written in memory of Tchaikovsky, and for those in the know, the piano trio is similar, actually, to Tchaikovsky's own trio in A minor. Now, he began writing this in October and completed it in December of 1893. It was first performed in Moscow on the 31st of January, 1894. Pretty prolific, I would say. And with Rachmaninoff himself playing the piano part. Today we're going to hear a performance by a lovely group. These are sisters from Kazakhstan. They're called the Bykova Sisters. Here is the final Allegro. Thank you. the Bukova Sisters and the finale Allegro from Rachmaninoff's Trio in D minor.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. This is Classical Chaos. And I'm in the mood for something just to get the juices flowing on a Sunday morning. So why not some Beethoven? Now, his Symphony No. 3 is also known as the Eroica, or is Italian for Heroic Symphony. It was completed back in August of 1804 and first performed back on the 7th of April in 1805. Now, the movement, which is the third, which we're going to sample today, is a trio featuring hunting calls from three horns. Well, I don't know about you, but I can handle some horns to get me up on a Sunday morning, so why not? Here's a stellar performance by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, with none other than Herbert von Karajan conducting.
Thank you.
The Scherzo from Beethoven's Symphony No. 3, the Eroica Symphony, a performance by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, with Herbert von Karajan directing. And this is the time of the show that I get a little bit excited for. Well, guess what it is? It's oboe music time, and this morning some music by Strauss. Now, this work was completed after the war in 1945, and it was kind of a period of unhappy years for Strauss. It was originally written for the amazing oboist John Delancey, and I can describe his tone a little bit. It's kind of like liquid honey. It's so beautiful. He was the principal oboist of the Philadelphia Orchestra, but Strauss referred to him as the Chicago oboist. But despite the harsh conditions with which this work was written, it is one of Strauss's sunniest works. This morning we're going to hear a performance by an English oboist, John Anderson. He's joined by the members of the Philharmonia Orchestra, and Simon Wright is conducting. This is the beautiful second movement, the Andante.
Thank you.
And that was the second movement, and I know I kind of truncated it because it goes right into the third, and it's a lovely movement as well, but just for time constraints this morning. That was the beautiful oboist John Anderson, lovely playing. He was joined by the members of the Philharmonia Orchestra with Simon Wright conducting, and that was the Andante from Strauss's Oboe Concerto. And I say, it's a Sunday morning, let's do it. Here's some Cole Porter with Noel Coward.
Mr. Irving Berlin often emphasizes sin in a charming way. Mr. Coward, we know, wrote a song or two to show sex was here to stay. Richard Rogers, it's true, took a more romantic view of this sly biological urge, but it really was Cole who contrived to make the whole thing merge. He said that Belgians and Greeks do it. Nice young men who sell antiques do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Monkeys, whenever you look, do it. Ali Khan and King Farouk, do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Luella Parsons can't quite do it. But she's so highly strung. Marlena might do it, but she looks far too young. Each man out there shooting crap does it. Davy Crockett in that dreadful cap does it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. All famous writers in swarms do it. Somerset and all the moms do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. The Brontes felt that they must do it. Ernest Hemingway could just do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. E. Allan Poe, ho, 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 did it. But he did it in verse. H. Beecher Stowe did it. But she had to rehearse. Tennessee Williams, self-taught, does it. Kinsey with a deafening report does it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. In the spring of the year, inhibitions disappear and our hearts beat high. We had better face facts, every gland that overacts has an alibi. For each bird and each bee, each slap happy sappy tree, each temptation that lures us along is just nature, L-man, merely singing us the same old song. In Texas, some of the men do it. Others drill a hole and then do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. West Point cadets forming fours do it. People say all those gabors do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. My kith and kin more or less do it. Every uncle and aunt. But I confess to it, I've one cousin that can't. Teenagers squeezed into jeans do it. Probably will live to see machines do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Each baby bat after dark does it. In the desert, Wilbur Clark does it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. We're told that every hormone does it. Victor Borge all alone does it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Each tiny clam you consume does it. Even Liberace, we assume, does it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Some good advice on a Sunday morning. Let's do it. That was Noel Coward with music by Cole Porter. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I think we have time for one more selection. I'll just slip it in if Worku's okay with that. He's coming up next with Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture at 10 till noon. But let's see if we can have a taste of the Canadian Orpheus Male Choir. The Canadian Orpheus Male Choir. That was lovely. That was a version of Pachelbel's Canon, and that comes from their disc Rhythm of Life. Now, you've been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And do stay tuned. We've got a great program coming up. It's Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio, with the very talented Werku, and I cannot underestimate that. I'm going to leave you now with some music, which is actually a very interesting instrument. It's called the accordina, with Francis Chauvin. And we'll see you next Sunday at 9 a.m. Looking forward to it. Take care.